Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
We're on 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hi, everybody. I'm Rich Tillery, and welcome to Sun and Fun 2012. I'm your host for the FA Production Studios here at Sun and Fun 2012. We're coming to you live over the Florida Aviation Network here at Lakeland, Florida, and we're on the backside of the veranda part of the Seaplane Pilots Association veranda. They were so kind to let us use this thing as a backdrop to for Sun and Fun and to do all of our productions. My guest right now is Kathy Hertz. Kathy Hertz is the she works for Wingover Aeronautics LLC, and she also affiliated with Wolf Aircraft LLC.
I
goofed it up a little bit.
It's Wingover Aerobatics.
What did I say?
Aeronautics. Aerobatics, that's the main thing that
Hi,
we
everyone.
Teach
I'm
is
Rich
Tillery.
And welcome to, and welcome to Sun and Fun 2012.
I'm joined now.
Kathy, I am a beginner. By Kathy Hertz, Wingover Aerobatics. I'm so sorry, but welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here at Sun and Fun.
It's good to have you here. Kathy, there's a lot of people out there over the Florida Aviation Network. They're probably wondering right now, okay, I've seen her before. Where have they seen you yet?
Well, they've probably seen me in the Northwest because that's where I did most of my air shows. And I'm actually a physician. I had a medical practice in Eugene, Oregon for over 28 years. And I took up flying, and when my instructor made me afraid of spins. So after I had about 10 hours of training, I hadn't soloed or anything, I went and took an unusual attitude spin avoidance course because I wanted to find out what this terrible thing was and how to avoid ever getting in one. And after the first turn on the spin, I fell in love with it. It wasn't scary, it wasn't hard, it was very easy to recover from, and I ended up doing 5 hours of aerobatics, fell in love with the sport, and knew that I had to buy my own aerobatic airplane. So I bought a Zlin 242 airplane, which is a fully aerobatic, built in Czech Republic, also IFR certified. Beautiful plane. It's side-by-side seating with a stick, big bubble canopy so you can see very well. Performs incredibly easy. And started doing aerobatics, got my license. I needed an instructor, so Patty Wagstaff told me about an instructor that was in my area. His name's Steve Wolf. He's a very famous aircraft builder. He built Delmar's GB, the Hughes H1 wing, the replica that Jim Wright just built not too long ago, as well as Samson and Samson 2 and the Oracle that Sean D. Tucker's flying, and Weiss Coleman, a lot of airplanes out there. He's a very, very well-known builder as well as air show performer. And he became my instructor. He taught me as much as I could learn in the Zlin, and then said, you know, what you really need to do is fly a Pitts. So a friend of his had one that we could try, and I flew it. Of course, I fell in love with aerobatics in the pits. He took me to an air show in Portland where Sean D. Tucker was performing. And as soon as I saw Sean do his opening snap rolls going down, it's like, that's the kind of flying I want to do. So I bought a pits, and my first hour I did 500 hours.
Oh, wow.
And I went and flew with Sean D. Tucker, and he taught me how to do the centrifuge and all the wild and crazy tumbles. And I became an air show performer 14 months after I learned how to fly, and performed for 10 years in the Northwest. And eventually married Steve Wolf in 2003. We got married at Sun and Fun, right here at Sun and Fun, in the hot air balloon race. And our best man was none other than Curtis Pitts himself. So we have a lot of history between the two of us.
A lot of history between the two. It's too bad he can't. Now Steve is out there.
Steve's at his booth with a lot of people wanting to talk to him about building their own airplanes and modifying their pits and his new design, Wolf Pro S1 that he's come out with, which is a kit-built hyper-zoot, like Sean Tucker's plane, only four-cylinder. And I started Wing Over Aerobatics after I'd taken this spin course and bought my Zlin because no one in the Northwest had anything like this available, so I had to go clear down to LA to fly to do that course. And I wanted to be able to have people in the Northwest experience that and take advantage of that kind of training, as well as offer aerobatic rides to non-pilots so they could see the thrill that I found in aerobatic flying. And we became successful there, but the weather was so bad, not dependable, that we decided eventually to move to Florida. So yes, we moved here 2 years ago, and we're located in Leesburg, Florida, which is about an hour from Orlando. And we've been very successful here. We get a lot of foreign pilots as well as local pilots coming to do aerobatic training. And we have both the Zlin and an S2B pits that we train in.
I was going to ask you what aircraft you're doing this in.
Right. And Steve does a lot of pits checkouts and training in the pits itself. And then, like I said, the Unusual Attitude course, which has become very successful. We do local talks here for the FAA. And we just last year got a contract with the Florida Highway Patrol to do their spin and unusual attitude training, and we hope this is going to be an ongoing yearly course with them. They are very pleased with it and got a lot of benefit out of it, so hopefully that will continue as well.
Now, Leesburg is a control tower.
It's
controlled there. Now, did they make provisions for you to do your aerobatic work there, or do you guys move to someplace local?
We go away from them because they're on the path to Orlando, so we want to be off the airway.
Yeah, but that makes sense. Because me being from the Jacksonville area, St. Augustine's the same way. Patty Wagstaff is up there. Some other airshow performers used to do that, mm-hmm. and they actually would have a box they could open up and close throughout the day.
Right.
In either the eastern side of the airport, so they can go ahead and do their thing and still be local.
Yeah.
You know, but I think there's enough uncontrolled airports around here that you guys can actually do what you need to do, where you're not, having to put up with the control tower environment.
Right, and the aerobatic boxes, we had one in Oregon. That's what allowed me to do my training. It was ground level. They're getting harder and harder to get from the FAA. So fortunately, we have enough open space here in Florida that we don't really need one. And the other thing is that in Oregon, we used to get so many complaints from homeowners and, the citizens that just did not like plane noise and especially aerobatic noise. And in Florida, we have not had one complaint, and we do a lot of aerobatics here, and no one seems to. It's just an air-friendly environment down here in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, people always love airplanes in Florida.
Yeah.
Now, how big of a facility are you just running the same aircraft that you talked about, or do you have, spares, other people working with you?
No.
Who does it? You guys?
Just Steve and I are the only instructors. I instruct in the Zlin. I don't instruct in the pits because I have to have rudder pedal extensions and, I have to set it up in a certain way so I can only fly from the back.
I have a cushion.
Yeah,
and 2x4s
on my feet. Handicapped here. vertically challenged. But anyway.
She's not really. She's a you're a normal size height person.
I'm 5'4", but, Curtis Pitts was a big guy. He made the pits for a big guy. So anyway, and I did air shows in the S2B for years, but I had to, modify it for myself. So Steve teaches in the pits, I teach in the Zlin, and we have an incredible course, a 10-hour special course that we highly recommend for people wanting to do aerobatics. It's 5 hours in the Zlin and then 5 hours in the pits.
Okay.
And the first 5 hours, they really learn how to do the aerobatic maneuvers properly because the Zlin is underpowered, kind of a heavy plane, like a Citabria or a Stearman or Decathlon or, the more common planes that people fly. So you really have to do it right or you can't do it. The pits is so overpowered that you could muscle through anything and do a sloppy loop and think that you're doing it properly, and then you go to get in a Citabria and you can't do it.
Right.
So if they learn first in the Zlin, which is a wonderful plane to fly, everybody loves it, then they know the techniques. Now they move on to the pits, and now they see the benefit of that power, and they can appreciate the plane much more. And then they move on to the more advanced maneuvers, the torque rolls and the tumbles and the flat spins and accelerated spins and inverted, all kinds of really gyroscopic maneuvers, and then they really can move way forward in their training. So it's very successful. We have a lot of people come for that.
So people that come in there and they're saying, I want to be like Kathy Hertz. I want to be an air show performer someday.
Yeah.
I mean, you said it didn't take you very long, and boom, next thing you know, you're out tumbling.
Well, you have to
tumbling with the rest of them right
you
now.
You have to know who my trainers were, Steve Wolf
right.
and well, Sean D.
But who's? Yeah, but if anybody wanted to break into it now, if somebody was to break into it now,
yeah.
who would their trainers be the best, right?
You hope.
You talk like these guys are it sounds like you've aspired. You've moved on to being the best. You know, you would say
Thank you.
You started your own company and you have a calling, right? You got the contract, right?
We also teach the Peruvian Air Force instructor pilots.
See?
And we start doing that in Oregon. And the Peruvian Air Force has 14 Zlins, just like mine. And they use them for Air Force trainers. That's how they teach their pilots. So unfortunately, they had a spin accident in one of their airplanes. So the government said no more spins in our Zlins. Well, so now the instructor pilots have never done a spin, mm-hmm. so if their student gets them in one, they don't know how to recover it.
Yeah.
So the government said, okay, we'll send you out for training. So we get the instructors every year.
Well, that's got to be nice for you guys because now you don't have to go all the way down there.
Yeah, and we went there 1 year as their guests, and it was an incredible experience.
Yeah. Now, when you went down there, did they say, okay, you guys are supposed to be the best, so there's a Slynn, get in it and show me.
Did you guys
perform for them while you were down there?
No.
They just wined and dined you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and they
were
said, okay,
just
we believe you can get it
of
out of a spin.
Yeah, when these instructors come to us, they've all had at least 200 to 300 hours in the plane as students.
Oh, okay.
Now they're instructing students, so now they come back as the instructors have to be able to, right. teach the maneuvers and everything.
Yeah,
so.
Just like the instructors here in the United States, to be an instructor, you have to be spin endorsed.
Right.
And the spin endorsement is coming from another instructor who's taking them out in a spin-approved aircraft and saying that they can, at the instructional level, spin recovery and exhibit those techniques. Now, you guys, obviously, you and your husband take that further step.
Oh, we take that a big further step, yeah.
Tumbling the aircraft and everything.
Well, yeah, and Steve does a lot of spin endorsements for CFIs, and... he believes in doing spins.
Yeah, now he does.
And really showing them how to do them and how to recover them and making them do them, not just demonstrating them.
Right. My flight instructor years ago had sent me to an aerobatic guy. He said, okay, now you need to get your spin endorsement. I want you to go to this guy over here, and he's going to teach you everything you need to know about it. And I had the best experience. That guy put me at ease.
Uh-huh.
He was just like you. He came out here and he started talking a little bit about, this is what I did. This is how I got where I'm at. This is what I do now. Very confident, very honest. I was like, yeah, give me that parachute. I'll go up and do this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think I did my, I did my stuff in a Citabria.
Uh-huh.
And once, he said, can I show you some other stuff? I said, well, let's just get the spin endorsement stuff down first.
Uh-huh.
And then, I'll spend,
Don't make me sick. No.
Yeah. I mean, back then it wasn't like today where it's like $8 a minute,
Yeah.
But
it's so much fun. I just love it. I love aerobatics so much that I've actually stopped practicing medicine and I instruct full time now for wing over aerobatics.
I was going to ask you if you still practice.
And I'm also building airplanes too with Steve, and I love doing that.
So when you guys aren't out doing all the other upset unusual attitude and spin recoveries.
Yeah.
You guys are out
building airplanes.
Doping and fabricing, huh?
You're
not inhaling that stuff, are you? It may inhibit your
maybe
ability.
A little bit.
Yeah. It sounds like he's got a very, very good, a very successful business of doing this. He's been doing it forever, though.
He started flying when he was 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because so you're going to be Steve's PR person, right? He started flying when he was just a little kid.
Yeah. He's one of those 3-year-olds that wanted to fly since then. And
now he got on the air show circuit too for a while, right?
Very early, and he did a dead stick routine in a Ronca Champ. Way back when, then built its pits, and then he was recruited by King Hussein of Jordan to do his aerobatic team. So he taught the Jordanian Falcons aerobatic formation flying over there for 2 years, and then came back and built Samson, his big air show plane, the pit Samson that he showed, performed in that for, this was before I met him, so many years he performed in that. At Oshkosh and everywhere, and then he decided that he wanted to build and do more building and followed his desires with that, and he's built Sean Tucker's wings forever. And Sean came to him 1 year, this is after we were together, and said, maybe I shouldn't say this, but Sean's exactly the same age as I am, so I can say this. He says, I'm getting a little older, and the G-Force is having more effect on me, so I really want to do more in the Delta mode. Can you design me a wing that will perform better at slow flight? And Steve says, yeah, I think I can. And it's one of those things where, you know, he wakes up in the middle of the night, I've got it. He designed him an 8 aileron wings. Eight ailerons. Yeah, so each wing has 4 ailerons. And they move in differential amounts so that the inboard ailerons are more effective in the prop blast. The outboard ailerons are more effective with just the airflow. Yeah. And this, it improved his performance now, incredibly.
What kind of engineering background does Steve have?
None. Self-taught.
It's all just stick and rudder, and this is how it works. So
yeah.
I'm going to go out and, wow. So when he goes out and tests one of these wings, he's a prototype pilot.
Right.
Because.
Yeah, he designs all.
Is he using any computer-assisted stuff or anything?
No, he's not too good on a computer.
That's just.
Sorry, but.
That's okay.
He's one of those older guys, you know, that in high school, he barely graduated because he was always busy looking out the window at
the airplanes.
He couldn't wait to get. He had an airplane in high school instead of a car.
Gosh.
As soon as he could fly. So he's always, this is in his soul. And then Weish Coleman came to Steve and he said, you know, I want a plane that will outperform Sean D. Can you build me one? Steve says, yeah, I think I can. So he designed the Wolf Pitts Pro and a beautiful plane, yellow plane. I don't know if you've seen it, but Weish Coleman's plane outperformed Sean like you would not believe. And Sean flew it because he knows Weish.
Yeah.
And so Sean flew this plane and said, I got to have one of these. And that's his new plane that he's flying, that he's doing
that
wild and crazy stuff on. That Steve's design.
Yeah, so Steve is a fantastic guy, and you're a fantastic girl. I'm running out of time here. I'm going to have to wrap this up. Kathy Kurtz, her husband Steve Wolf, Wolf Aircraft, and I'm going to get this right, Wingover Aerobatics.
Yep, and it's Kathy Hertz.
What did I call you?
Kurtz.
Hertz?
Kurtz.
Hertz?
Hertz. Just remember, rent a car only with an I.
There you go. Kathy, I appreciate you coming.
Or remember Dr. Hertz.
Let's see.
That's how most people remember.
Dr. Hertz?
Like pain, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dr. Hertz, like pain. I never thought of that before. You're crazy. But anyway, I appreciate you coming out here. Guys, that's about all the time we have. Kathy, thank you so much. Say hi to Steve for
okay,
me.
Okay, will do.
We're coming to you live here at Sun and Fun 2012 here in Lakeland, Florida. Guys, we'll see you later on. We have other guests that we have to do, and
no tornadoes.
That's right. We'll
see you. Hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.